Hello and welcome to the Nosebleed Section Podcast. I am your host, Pat McDonald. Joining me today is a former two-time Northern Tier League Baseball Player of the Year from the Sayre Redskins and current Liberty University sophomore standout, Braden Horton. Braden, thanks for hopping on the Nosebleed Section Podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's start way back. When did you start playing baseball, and what are some of your earliest memories playing the game?
So I started playing baseball when I was about 4 years old in T-ball. But I've always had a ball in my hand, whether it's a football, a baseball, basketball. And, I just remember hitting off a plastic tee with a plastic bat. So I've always had a love for the game, but I really started to catch on when I was about 9 or 10 years old. And I just knew that that's what I wanted to do at the next level.
And was there a certain moment or time that you kind of realized, hey, I might be pretty good at this thing?
I would say probably fifth or sixth grade year. I started hitting home runs and started to get that first taste of hitting the ball over the fence. And I was like, you know, this is pretty fun. So I just wanted to continue to pursue that. And obviously it's led me here.
And I'm sure your dad was one of your first coaches. What are some of your best memories growing up playing baseball with him in the backyard or on the field?
I remember like around All-Star season, I'd always go to the field with him right after school and before baseball practice. And he'd always throw me BP on the field, and he'd always hate throwing me on the field, even though I love to, you know, hit the ball and see the ball go over the fence. And he'd always be an advocate for going to the cages. And, you know, I was always the one saying to go on the field and dad, I want to hit some bombs. So, that's one of the things I remember, but, you know, he's been my BP coach for life. And, yeah, that's just the thing that I remember is being on the field with him and him throwing to me between school and practice and me just wanting to be out there all the time. So.
And Little League is obviously an important part of any baseball player's life. So what do you remember most about playing for Sayre Little League?
I just remember the support we had. You know, for opening day, we had it felt like a couple hundred people, and I would always look forward to opening day and just the support that the community would bring. And you know, Sayre was always great. They were very supportive of their football team, their baseball team, and their basketball team. So, you know, they always showed me in particular support, but obviously everybody around me too. So that's just what I remember the most. Opening day was always something to look forward to because that was kind of the culmination of all that. But, yeah, I mean, Little League was a great time. Got to meet a bunch of people and play with my friends. So,
and you get to high school and play for Coach Van Duzer. Obviously you probably knew him for a lot longer than that, but when you got up to the varsity level, what were your first impressions of playing for Duz?
Well, at first it was a little intimidating to go to the big field. You know, obviously as a sixth or seventh grader, you're looking up there and you're like, man, they're having success too. I can't wait to be a part of that. I think the year before I got there was the year that they went to the state semis. So I was like, man, I just want to get back to that. I want to be a part of that success. So once I got the chance my freshman year to obviously have a shot at the district title and then the first round of states, that was just everything to me. And I was looking forward to that competition, and I got it. So it was my first little taste of success. So it just kind of fed the animal after that.
And what were some of the things that Coach Van Duzer taught you on the field or off the field that you still use today at Liberty?
I think Coach Van Duzer was always just preaching to be a good person apart from being a good player. You know, he's kind of a low key guy. So he was never really like, you know, trying to show you up on the field, but he was always about being a great person off the field. As well as on the field. So I just try and take that with me.
And kind of going away from baseball for now, what was it like just growing up in Sayre and the Valley in general?
Oh, I mean, the Valley, everybody's tight in the Valley. You know, everybody knows everybody. And, you know, I know people from Waverly, I know people from Athens, you know, Towanda, and then obviously Sayre. So I'm still pretty close with my friends in Sayre. Obviously it's kind of tough not being around there. And kind of graduating to a bigger town like Lynchburg and a bigger university like Liberty, it's a little different than the small Valley. So, obviously, I enjoyed being around the Valley and just competing with a bunch of the guys that I knew. So that, I thought that was very enjoyable growing up.
Obviously, we are from a small blue-collar type town that appreciates hard work, and we also understand the importance of community and stepping up for one another when someone might need help. Do you think that kind of mindset helps you succeed in college both on and off the field?
Yes, I absolutely agree. Obviously, the community aspect is huge around here at Liberty, and then obviously in the Valley as well. So that's one of the big things here is in a Christian university is, you know, just community outreach and just reaching those who are either in need or, you know, just need the good news of God. And I look forward to kind of helping other people with that throughout my life and obviously maybe even the Valley at some point. But, you know, obviously the community aspect is about the same and both here and there. And I just think community outreach is a huge part of being here and back at home in Sayre.
So let's talk about your journey to Liberty. Were there some other top contenders as far as other schools you were looking at, or was Liberty always your kind of top choice?
Well, I think from day one, I think, you know, for anybody that doesn't know, my Uncle Jonathan actually played here in, I think it was early 90s. So my grandparents were always a huge advocate for me coming here. I was at the Christian University and the baseball program is great. So I think this was right up there. Obviously I had talked to some other schools, before I got here. I talked to Duke in Maryland. Unfortunately none of those worked out, but, obviously God led me here. This is 100% where I meant to, where I'm supposed to be. And I just thank God every day for being here. It's such a blessing. The campus is great. And then my, of course, my relationship with God has gotten much better. So 100% supposed to be here and couldn't thank God for putting me here any more than I can.
What do you think made Liberty the best choice for you though? Was it just the mix of baseball and academics and then the religious side of it?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of everything. If you come to the area, it's just different. It's just, I came on campus for the first time. I think it was around 3 years before, 2 or 3 years before I committed here. And it just felt like home. Like it just had a different feeling. I'm majoring in sport management. So obviously I have my major, the baseball program is great. The stadium, I think gets overlooked. We have one of the best stadiums in the country, in my opinion. But it's just a good mix of everything. It's got my major. It just feels like home, and baseball program is pretty solid. So it just had everything, really.
Now let's talk about baseball. You've been a catcher most of your career, but now at Liberty, you spent your freshman season at first base. Now I see you're playing some outfield. What's that been like for you to kind of switch these positions?
Well, I think the coaching staff has been really good. They've really helped me through kind of changing positions. And obviously, Coach preaches all the time that, like, if you hit, you're going to find your way in the lineup somewhere. So I just want to make myself as open as possible to play anywhere. And obviously catching wasn't exactly a need when I first got here. So I was open to play first base. And, this year coming off of an injury, unfortunately a left fielder got injured. So that's just kind of where the opening opened up. So, I'm just looking to perform anywhere they can put me.
Now, we talked last year, and you mentioned how catching can obviously be pretty tough on the knees and your body in general. Do you think playing these other positions is good for your career long term?
I 100% agree. Catching is very tough on the knees. And, you know, if you ask any catcher in Division I baseball, they're going to say the same thing. But, you know, it takes another level of stress off of me as well. Behind the plate, you're always focusing on defense and controlling the game from a defensive aspect. You know, and then also left field and first base, they're kind of low pressure positions, excuse me. And then that just allows me to, you know, to focus on hitting, and it helps me there as well.
But do you think down the road, do you eventually want to get back behind the plate down at Liberty?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, there's always going to be a part of me that misses catching, and, you know, I definitely miss it. I miss receiving off a machine and just practicing there. So I would definitely not be opposed to going back there again. Actually, the plan for me this year was to go behind the plate. But then I had a hand injury, and then obviously just the way things worked out, I ended up being in left field. So.
Yeah, you had a tough start to the season, obviously, with the injury and then little struggles at the plate early on. But now you're on a hot streak, a 10-game hitting streak. Your average is up over 340 at the plate. How do you think you turn things around this year?
I think the confidence in the coaching staff and just allowing me to kind of get those opportunities again. Obviously, last year I took advantage of the very few opportunities I had at the beginning of the year. You know, they had the confidence to put me in it then. So obviously I just needed to do the same this year. When I started getting some situations and some other opportunities again this year, I just wanted to make the most out of them. And, you know, obviously I just wanted to put everything in the hands of God, and he's pulled me here. So it's been a blessing.
And what are your goals personally and for the team for the rest of the season?
I think the obvious goal for the team is to win a conference championship. First year in a new conference, it'd be great to win the Conference USA championship, especially because Conference USA is right now, I believe, is one of the top conferences in the country, obviously, apart from the Power Five schools. But we have a couple of teams ranked right now. So I think winning the conference would be amazing. Hitting-wise, I just want to continue to contribute to my team and help us put us in the best situation we can be.
Now, last summer, you went up and played in the New England Collegiate Baseball League for the Keene Swamp Bats. When I worked up in Maine, I covered one of the teams in that league, the Sanford Mainers, so I kind of know what it's like. But just for our audience, explain the experience from where you stay when you're up there to the travel and, like, just the level of competition in the summer.
So, first off, the level of competition is great. I mean, you're playing top guys from around the country all the time. I believe it's widely regarded as the second best or third best summer league in the country, right behind the Cape. It's kind of a feeder program to the Cape, so to speak. But anyways, the travel is anywhere within about 1 to 3 hours, unless you're going to Martha's Vineyard, then it's around 7. But you know, that was a neat experience going across the ferry. But the competition was great. The family I stayed with was great. So it was a neat experience, just kind of getting outside my comfort zone and playing baseball against some of the best players in the country.
Yeah, not a bad time to be up in New England, getting to visit Newport and some of these other places too, right?
Absolutely. Newport was amazing. Martha's Vineyard was amazing. Just some very cool history in that area. So I thought it was very neat. Along with playing some amazing baseball. So it was a very cool experience.
And I know your parents and family got to go see you up there. Kind of talk about the support you've had from them and your entire family and then the Valley community in general over the years.
Oh, they've been great. My family is probably one of the most supportive families out there. I put them up against any family out there. They've been so supportive. This year, I don't think they've missed a home series. They don't plan on missing a home series. And obviously my parents, they travel everywhere. I have an aunt and uncle that are actually here right now. My grandparents they're coming to everything that they can. So they've been incredibly supportive. And then obviously just my friends and, you know, some connections I had at Sarah have reached out. So the support has been overwhelming. I just love the Valley for that. Love Sarah for that. I've had so much support since I've been here.
Speaking of family, your cousin Luke made his return to the mound for St. John Fisher just 6 months after knee surgery. Do you guys talk a lot? And what do you think of him coming back so soon? Obviously, gets hurt in football season. He's already back on the hill for St. John Fisher there.
Yeah, I'm super proud of him. Just the work that he's put in to come back. I mean, he always brags to me all the time, like, man, he's really coming back quicker than he should have. I've seen all the work that he's put in. We've worked some over the winter. And obviously I'd love to work with him a little bit more, but obviously just kind of with where we're at, we're not able to do that. But, again, super proud of him. He's going to make a splash at St. John Fisher. So I think – I think you just give him a little bit. He'll be as dominant as he was at Sarah. So
now let's go back to some summer ball. What are your plans for this summer as far as the college summer league goes?
So actually right now I'm not entirely sure. Just the main plan is to focus on Liberty, but can I kind of lead that up to the coaching staff and see where they can put me.
But speaking of future, obviously it's every young baseball player's dream to get a chance to play professionally. You're putting numbers together at the college level. That seems like a possibility, right? So is that a goal for you going forward after you get done at Liberty, after you win a couple of conference championships down there, hopefully? Are you looking to go ahead and maybe play at the next level?
Absolutely. That's the goal. That's what I work forward to, or that's what I look forward to, you know, every season. You know, obviously I don't want to put my personal stats ahead of any kind of team success. But obviously if that happens to come around where I get an opportunity to do that, then absolutely I'm going to jump all over that.
And when your time in baseball comes to an end, what are your plans and any chance down the road you get into the coaching realm?
That's a great question. I feel like I've been faced with that decision too many times already, and I'm only a sophomore in college. So obviously the main goal is to play professionally. If coaching, if that realm opens, then absolutely. But just going to kind of leave that in the hands of God and see what happens.
All right. And last thing here we do on the Nosebleed Section podcast, I do some rapid fire questions for you. First one, favorite restaurant here in the Valley?
Oh, The Grill.
How about a favorite TV show?
Friends.
Favorite movie?
Lone Survivor.
Your favorite pro sports team?
Atlanta Braves.
Man, I'm a Phillies fan. I don't know if I can have you on here anymore. And your a bucket list sporting event to attend?
Ooh, that's a good question. There's a couple of them. Probably just the World Series, whether I'm playing or whether I'm watching it.
Well, let's hope you get there to play. We'll all come down and watch you there. Hopefully you're playing for my Phillies down the road there. So that's Braden Horton. Braden,
I wouldn't be complaining wherever I play.
Absolutely. That's Braden Horton. Braden, thanks for joining us here on the Nosebleed Section podcast, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
I want to thank Braden Horton for hopping on the podcast. And remember, if you have any ideas for future guests here on the Nosebleed Section, send a message to the Choice 102 Facebook page or send me an email at pat.mcdonald@radiganmedia.com. I want to thank all of you for joining us for this episode, and we'll catch you next time up here in the Nosebleed Section.